Today Explained, Ramis Furum here with Andrew J. Hawkins, transportation editor at The Verge, which lately means he spends a lot of time thinking about automated cars.
Yeah, so we're about 15 years or so into a very broad global experiment into autonomous driving. There's numerous companies that are testing vehicles on the road all across the world.
Got it. Help me out with the taxonomy here a bit, Andrew. Are the Teslas driving themselves yet, or are people still driving them? I'm hearing mixed things from the people.
You're not wrong to be confused about this. I think Tesla is trying to actively confuse people about what its vehicles are capable of. What they're actually capable of is what's called level 2 autonomous driving.
Level 2? How many levels are there?
There are 5 levels.
Level 0.
So 0 is no automated features at all.
Level 1.
1 is the bare minimum, so something like cruise control, for example.
Level 2.
Level 2 is more advanced cruise control. It's things like adaptive cruise control, automatic emergency braking, blind spot detection, lane centering, advanced features that you find like in lots of cars on the road today.
Level 3.
Then you got level 3, which is there are some autonomous features, like the car can technically drive itself, perhaps on the highway, for example, but the driver still needs to stay paying attention to the functions of the driving. It needs to keep their eyes on the road. But for all intents and purposes, the car is technically driving itself.
This is one I hear about, like a buddy got into an Uber recently and the guy didn't have his hands on the wheel and he kind of freaked out.
Yeah, level 3 is considered to be pretty dangerous. It's very blurry. There's not like a clear line between when the car is driving itself and when the human needs to be driving it.
Level 4.
And then you got level 4. There are level 4 vehicles on the road today. Google has some in Arizona, for example. These are cars that can operate with no human behind the wheel, but they are constrained either geographically, like they're only allowed to drive within a certain geographic area, or they can't drive at night, or they can't drive during certain weather conditions. And then you've got level 5.
Level 5.
Level 5 is basically like science fiction. And this is a car that can drive anywhere, under any conditions, night, day, all types of weather, all types of road conditions, no matter where it wants to go. These vehicles do not exist today in the world. And a lot of people seem to think that they might never exist, that it's a completely fantastical notion. A lot of the problem that we have with Tesla, because they are abusing the language that we use to describe automated driving technology for the purpose of selling a lot of cars. And it's working for them, but it tends to muddy the water a little bit and lead to normal people sort of being confused about what's autonomous and what's not.
Right, because Tesla is sort of hanging out in the level 2 to 3 area, as far as I know, depending on like the laws on the given road that you're driving on. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. Elon Musk goes out on stage frequently and says Teslas will be fully driverless. They will be level 5.
About 3 years from now, we're confident we can make a very compelling $25,000 electric vehicle that's also fully autonomous.
He's, you know, fully embracing the sort of more outlandish and fantastical ways of describing this technology. And he has a lot of people who are buying into it.
But the truth is that Tesla is level 2, just like the Volkswagen that you might rent at the airport that is also basically doing lane correction and telling you when to brake or braking for you or something like that.
Yeah, that's correct. The driver still needs to be fully aware and fully paying attention to what's going on.